Somewhere Outside of Chicago, 1873. Agent Alexina Kimball was tired of dealing with dumb criminals, yet there seemed to be an abundance of them. She shook her head as she watched the suspect climb up the ladder attached to the side of the boxcar and scurry onto the roof of a moving train. "Idiot," she muttered to herself as she brought her head back inside the boxcar and removed her skirt. She'd learned from a young age to always wear trousers under her skirts when she was on assignment. It had been one of the useful skills she'd picked up from Mrs. Kate Warren. Alexina had no choice but to go after him. Luckily, this wasn't her first ride on the roof of a moving train. She knew that it was nearly impossible to jump from one boxcar to another. Her suspect had trapped himself on the roof, but he was desperate. And desperate men tend to do desperate things when you take their hope away. She couldn't take the chance that he might be able to jump to his freedom. Alexina had been tracking the suspect, Charlie Rowe, since St. Louis, where he had boarded a train for Chicago. He had been a small-time criminal in Louisville until he shot two men during a card game. One of the widows hired the Pinkerton Detective Agency to bring her husband's murderer to justice after local law enforcement determined the case had turned cold. Frankly, it hadn't been a difficult assignment. Through tips, she had managed to track Charlie to the small town of Spring Valley, Illinois, where she discovered that he routinely visited a brothel in the red light district of town. She'd planned to arrest him as he left the building this morning, but he must have been tipped off because he slipped out the back door. By the time she caught up to him, he'd already boarded the train. Charlie had taken one look at her in the passenger car and attempted to run from her. It was a terrible mistake on his part. The ladder was just outside of the boxcar door and was easily accessible. She tucked her pistol into the waistband of her trousers and ensured her Derringer was holstered tightly to her right thigh. There was a chance that Charlie would start shooting at her the moment she stepped onto the ladder. If he attempted to do something so foolhardy, she would easily be able to reach for her Derringer. Reaching for the ladder with her left hand, she gripped it tightly as she maneuvered her leg onto a step. Then she hurried up the ladder. She peeked over the edge of the roof and saw Charlie standing at the edge of the boxcar. His back was to her, and the gun in his hand was pressed against his side. She grabbed the iron rails running along the roof of the boxcar and pulled herself up onto the roof. Crouching low, she could feel the wind whipping around her, and she took a few moments to collect her bearings.